نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام ان الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اما بعد، فان اصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الامور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، ان شاء الله. Brothers, can you please move up some more? You can give some room to the brothers behind you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his noble book القرآن الكريم, after saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح, when comes the help and victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Muslims against your enemies and the conquest of Mecca. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and you see that the people will enter into Allah's deen in large groups and troops and crowds. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So glorify the praise of your Lord and seek His forgiveness. For surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who always will accept repentance when the conditions of repentance are met. In this noble surah, one of the last surahs revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to know that Muslims are going to become prolific in the land. And part and parcel of Muslims becoming prolific in the land is the fact that Islam will become prolific in the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And then, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're going to see people entering into this deen of your Lord, Allah azza wa jal, in great troops. This is going to let us know, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, this is going to let you know that Islam is going to hit every single face on the planet earth. Every single place on the face of the planet earth, Islam is going to be there. No matter where it is, Islam is going to prevail. And in this brief khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, we just like to remind you, myself and all of you, don't despair, don't give up, no matter what happens to you in your efforts for da'wah to la ilaha illallah, Islam is going to prevail. Islam is going to conquer every single deen, even though there are some, of course we know from the kuffar, some Muslims who believe that Islam won't prevail. Some Muslims, either explicitly or implicitly, intentionally or unintentionally, covertly or overtly, there are Muslims who believe and even get to the point where they say with their mouths that Islam will not prevail, twisting and changing the meanings of the verses in Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على كل الدين ولو كره الكافرون. It is he who has sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and according to other tafsirs of Quran, the deen of Islam, and they do not contradict each other. It is he who has sent Muhammad and the deen of Islam with guidance and the religion of truth, so that it will prevail over all religions, all ways of life, all philosophies and concepts, even though the kuffar hate it, and unfortunately some Muslims hate it, that Islam is going to prevail. But rather what they say from their mouths is that Islam and Christianity and Judaism should coexist. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there's going to be izhar, there's going to be prevalence of Islam, even though the kuffar hate it. Many times people have tried, either individuals or groups, to thwart something of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلِ. Didn't he make their plot, their plan go astray? Didn't he make their plan go astray? وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعِيْسٍ مَعْكُولٍ. And he sent against them birds and flocks. He sent against them birds and flocks, striking them with stones of sijil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of this, the English translation, and make them like an empty field of stalks, of which corn have been eaten up by cattle. And we all know the story, brothers and sisters in Islam, when Abraha al-Ashram from Yemen, under the Ethiopian kingdom at that time, was sent, or he sent himself to destroy the Kaaba because he was jealous. Secondly, and firstly, because he wanted to make the Arabs of that time, this is during the year that the Prophet was born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wanted to make a detour of the businesses, the caravans, so that he can gain some wealth from Mecca to Yemen. So he built a church, and the historians say that there was no church like this during that time. A magnificent, if we can use the word, church, that he called Al-Qulais. Al-Qulais. And this church he wanted to use as a focal point to draw the Arab businesses. So one of the Arabs among the pagan Quraysh, when he saw it, he became upset. So he relieved himself, urinating and defecating in that particular place, and soiled the walls. Allahu Akbar. A pagan Arab did this to the other pagans who wanted to build something other than the Kaaba to get people to come to that place instead of the Kaaba. So he became angry, and he took 13 elephants, Al-Abraha that is, from Yemen. He took 13 elephants and conversed on the Kaaba, and then Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had negotiations with him, and then he told the men and the women and the children to go to a mountain, while Abraha came in. And when he came in and tried to destroy it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent flocks of birds, and according to the tafsir and the historians, that they were carrying these little pebbles, the size of lentil seeds. Lentil seeds, not great boulders, lentil seeds. And every single pebble hit those individuals who tried to destroy the Kaaba, until their flesh started pustering with blisters and pus, and it peeled off their skin, off their bones. And Abraha went back to Yemen in the same condition and died. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the Kaaba, and Islam prevailed, and it will prevail, and no one will be able to stop it. They can do and say what they want. They can have pictures on television shows of Islam and jihad, as they had just the other day, trying to deter people against Islam and away from Islam, but they won't be able to stop Islam. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll see people entering into Islam in troops. And that's why just 3 years ago, a former member of the Ku Klux Klan accepted Islam. Just 4 years ago, a member of the Hell's Angels Bikers Club accepted Islam. Islam is on the move and no one will be able to stop it. No one. Don't despair, brothers and sisters. Don't despair, because Islam will prevail and no one will be able to stop it. It will conquer everything and everyone. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are many, many indications in history that Islam was spreading, and it will continue to spread until يوم القيامة. There's some information that I came across from various books and lectures that I'd like to share with you, just to make your heart feel at ease and give you tranquility in your heart, to show you some of the progress that Islam has made despite the plans and the plots of the kuffar, no matter who or what color they may be. In 1178 CE, Christian era, commonly known as AD, the year of the kuffar's lord, a Chinese document, in 1178, known as the Song Document, records the voyage of Muslims from China, Muslim sailors, to a land known among them as Mu Lan Pie, or Mu Lan Pai. In English, it's called America. This was the Chinese word they used for this part of the world. And mentioned in this document, it contains something called the Khutan Amir, where there were individuals who were planning to come here and settle, Muslims from China. In 1310, Christian era, a Mali king named Abu Bakr, or Abu Bakari, or in Arabic, Abu Bakr, he spearheaded a series of voyages, sea voyages, to the so-called New World. In 1312, long before Christopher Columbus, African Muslims from the Mandinka tribe arrived in the Gulf of Mexico for exploration of the American interior using the Mississippi River as their access route. And these Muslim explorers were from Mali and other parts of West Africa. In 1539, and forgive my Spanish pronunciation, Estevanico of Azamar, a Muslim from Morocco, lands in Florida in 1539, Christian era, with the ill-fated expedition of Panfilio de Narvaez in 1527. And he remained in America to become the first of three Americans to cross this continent. At least two states in the United States of America owe their beginnings to this Muslim from Morocco of Spanish descent: Arizona and New Mexico. Are they going to be able to stop Islam, brothers and sisters? No. Islam will come to every single land and no one will be able to stop it. In 1865, the American Civil War ended. During the war, the quote-unquote scorched earth policy of the North destroyed churches, farms, schools, libraries, colleges, and a great deal of other property. This is information that is documented in the libraries, brothers and sisters. The librarians of the University of Alabama managed to save one book from the debris of the library buildings. And on the morning of April 4th, 1865, when federal troops reached the campus with orders to destroy the university, André Delofre, a modern language professor and custodian of the library, appealed to the commanding officer to spare one of the finest libraries in the South of America at that time. The officer, being sympathetic, sent a courier to General Croxton at the headquarters that he was in Tuscaloosa, asking permission to save the rotunda, and then the general's reply to him was no. The officer reportedly said, "I will save one volume as a memento of this occasion." The volume selected was a mushaf, a rare copy of the Quran. The Muslims left the Arabian Peninsula, going northward after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and many of the Sahaba and the Tabi'un. When they got to Russia, they found that the area there, the land there, was very frigid. The conditions were very cold, and the land was barren. So because they needed patience, sabr, they called that part of the world Siberia, the place where you have to have sabr. And in the Iberian Peninsula, going near Spain and Portugal, the Muslims found that the area was prime and adequate to grow citrus fruits. So they called it Portugal, or Portugal. Islam will prevail, brothers and sisters, and nothing will be able to stop it. On the western slope of the boundary peak of the White Mountain near Benton, a little town in between Nevada and California on the borderline, some people found, and this is mentioned in a book called Saga America by Barry Silk, that they tried to suppress for years, that you can now find in your libraries, inshallah. They found a boulder 2 feet wide in perfect classical Kufic script, Arabic script. And they checked with the scholars of Arabic in Libya for its authenticity. They found written on this boulder, Ismullah, the name of Allah. They also found written on some other stones an inscription that said, "Shaitan is the fountain of lies," in Arabic. And Nabiullahi Muhammadun, the prophet of Allah is Muhammad. This rock was found just a few years ago, and they said that the age of the rock is approximately 40 years after the death of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In America, in Nevada, 40 years after the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can't stop Islam, brothers and sisters. No matter what they say, no matter how many documentaries they put on TV, no matter how many books they put out, propaganda against Islam, they'll never, ever, ever be able to stop Islam. يُرِيدُون لِيُطْفِئُ نُورَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. They try to put out the light of Islam, the light of Allah, with their mouths, and Allah will perfect His light, even though those kuffar pagans hate it. And again, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed us that there was a time in which a person before you, talking to the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a time before you in which a man was brought and a saw was brought to his head, and his head was sawn in half, and then combs of iron removed his flesh. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَا يَصُدُّهُ ذَلِكَ عَنْ دِينِهِ. Even though this person's hair was sawn in two, who believed in La ilaha illallah at that time, before the Sahaba, this didn't deter him from his deen. And even though they took rakes and combs of iron and removed the flesh from his bones, وَمَا يَصُدُّهُ ذَلِكَ عَنْ دِينِهِ. It didn't deter him from his deen. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Wallahi, Allah, I swear by Allah, this deen of Islam will prevail over all other deens. All other deens. And in another narration in conclusion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَلَا يَتْرُكُ اللَّهُ بَيْتَ مَضَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِعِزِّ عَزِيزٍ بِظُلٍّ ذَلِيلٍ عِزًّا يُعِزُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامَ وَذُلًّا يُذِلُّ بِهِ الْكُفْرَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, I swear by Allah, لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ, that this affair, this deen, the religion of Islam, will spread مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ, like night and day. It will spread. وَلَا يَتْرُكُ اللَّهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave بَيْتَ مَذَرٍ وَلَا وَبَرٍ. He won't leave any house, whether in the deserts, among the Bedouins, or in the cities, except that Islam is going to enter into it. Except that Islam is going to permeate every single town, every village, every house, Islam is going to prevail. And Allah's Prophet continued by saying, بِعِزَّ عَزِيزٍ أَوْ بِذُلٍ ذَلِيزٍ عِزًّا يُعِزُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَذُلًّا يَذِلُّ بِهِ الْكُفَرِ. It's going to have so much of a great effect that it's going to give might, and it's going to debase other things and humiliation, and the might and the honor that it's going to have is going to be coming by way of Islam, and the things that are going to make the people debased, these ideologies debased, these philosophies debased, is kufr. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, Islam will prevail. Islam will never ever and should never ever coexist with Christianity and Judaism. And the only way we can do this is with jihad after dawah. Because the first dawah of the Muslims was jihad. Islam will prevail, brothers and sisters. Don't despair. Islam will prevail even though the kuffar, the pagans, hate it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us happy with the way the Muslims are now. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our levels raise and rise and be elevated, being satisfied with the decree of Allah, but knowing in the depths of our hearts that Islam will prevail. No matter how many Muslims they put in jail, no matter how many Muslims they torture, no matter how many Muslims they oppress, and even though the Muslim rulers of this day are deviant, corrupt criminals, Islam will prevail over all deens, even the deen of those corrupt leaders, which isn't Islam. Which isn't Islam. Islam will prevail. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us like that boy and that man in those days before the Sahaba, who when a saw is brought to saw his head in half, and when combs of iron rake off and scrape off and scratch off his skin, nothing will make us leave our deen. We ask you, Allah, to make us like that, so that Islam will prevail. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, واغفر لنا وارحمنا, أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.